This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. The Franschhoek Literary Festival takes place next week. That's from Friday the 19th through to Sunday the 21st. So I thought I'd cover some of the gallery happenings that you can get to and treat yourself to while in the Franschhoek Valley. And there's lots happening. To start off with, at Ebony Curated at their Bordeaux House Gallery on Saturday the 20th from 5 to 7 p.m., so after you've done lots of book talks, get there to see Evidence, a solo exhibition of paintings by Odette Mirer, and this is in fact her first at the gallery. This is the first time and it's an opening, so there's not much I can tell you about it except what I've heard about Mirer's paintings and had a look at some of her previous work. And they are a response to her world. It's within her imagined tableau that she's mirroring, decoding, exploring, and finding the thread to sort of reveal a tension and allude to a situation. I like the description. Atmosphere holds a narrative in her painting, solitary meditative moments when dust settles and light touches, time and its passing a constant motif. Again, this is one of the times I'm going to be at the opening, so I can't comment on what the show's all about. But knowing Ebony Curated, it's a wonderful space. And the other thing is that although it'll be an opening of Evidence, do go down the corridors and other spaces to see what else will be revealed. Then, if you go further up the road, you can see some of the what's happenings at Ebony Curated at the Franschhoek Square. What's new to me as well is a newly launched Pioneer Furniture Range, a boutique collection of solid oak cabinets featuring images of artworks by J.H. Pernieff. Then our very own Clementina van der Walt, whose studio is in Woodstock, will be showing a fresh pastel range of functional ceramics. I've always liked Clementina's works. I can't be objective, but who wants to be objective? I'm sure you'll find an incredibly interesting collection. Another thing, talking about interesting collections, is the Ebony Curated Ardmore store, which features their personally selected ceramic pieces, as well as a full range of Ardmore design incorporating fabrics, cushions, tableware, and furniture. And if you're not familiar with the Ardmore work, this is certainly worth investigating. It takes a very specific look at where we are in Africa. It started off by Faye Halstead in KwaZulu-Natal in the Midlands, and I've been in touch with them probably since somewhere in the 90s for sure. And it's been fascinating to see the development of this studio and how it has commercialized but yet remained true to their outlook, their design idiom. And it's always a fascinating and very professional collection of work that I'm intrigued with and would always want to go and look see. Then they also have a wonderful, it's called Threads of Africa, vessels and jewelry woven from precious and semi-precious wire like gold and copper. By the way, this is also all housed in their extended space with furniture products highlighting best of contemporary South African design. And, of course, a selection of historical and contemporary paintings and sculptures by some of South Africa's rising and most contemporary and historically established artists as well. So lots to see and do in that space alone. Then you must walk up the road because you'll want to go to Art at Africa, which is a sculpture garden. And it's an installation having worked by various South African artists. You need to wander through and go along the trails. It's a fabulous space. And do have a look at Museferic by Brendan Edwards. But also just enjoy the wonderful views of the mountains and the Huguenot Monument just across the road. A very special space indeed. Oh, I also thought, what about en route to Franschhoek? You might want to stop in at the Rupert Museum. Again, a new show that I haven't seen yet because it only opens on the 16th. It's the work of award-winning Strijdom van der Merwe, and it's an extension of the exhibition called Abstract. He's an award-winning landscape artist, and you do need to go along to see what he'll be up to as he communicates with the world around him in a very organic and special way. So that's at the Rupert Museum if you're going to or from Franschhoek some of the things you'd want to do over the weekend. But to know what's happening in and around Cape Town in the art world, pick up a copy of the 2023 Art, Craft and Museum Map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Rimoho, We Are Together, drawn from the Sanlam and MTN art collections, is the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville. With more than 100 key works by 75 artists from South Africa and the African continent, reflecting on the transformation of South Africa over the last 50 years. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30, entrance is free. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za and make your date.